waiting for my Blog Talk Radio intro, but I'm not sure if I'm going to get it today. Well, if I don't get my Blog Talk Radio intro, I might as well go live with my show. Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Parents Court, the Parents Network. I am your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, I'm going to try to promise you another wonderful show. You know, and tonight's show, we're going to try to open up a few doors. And to really get you thinking about where are you at this present time as it pertains to your child as a student athlete. And I say, where are you, your child, as far as going to, if your child's involved in, are you keeping stats while you're sitting there in the stands watching the game? As the child prepares for this upcoming basketball season, are you ensuring that the child is preparing himself? I'm not sure exactly what happened. And here lately, I've been having some difficulties with this program, and I'm not... I'm really baffled on it because when I first started with Blog Talk Radio some 7 years ago, this was a pretty good platform to do my shows. And here lately, I don't know if it's due to me trying to maneuver everything through my device, or is it that Blog Talk Radio has advanced technology-wise, and I need to upgrade my equipment. I'm just going to take the hit on my side and say that I'm not doing everything that I need to do in order to provide you with a high-quality show. But I would like to think that I am. But for whatever reason, I don't think I am. So on that note, again, folks, hopefully I'll be able to bring you a informative show, and a show that will cause you to think a little bit again about where are you at this point in time as it pertains to your child as a student athlete. And that's what I want to title this show, and that's what I want to run on the whole entire time that we're here talking. And I say that we are here talking because I want you to call in and chime in on the conversation at any given time, 917-889-2836, 917-9-2836. And not sure exactly what's going on here. I got a... just received a text message, and the person was wondering whether or not I was on Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook Live. Tonight I'm solely on Blog Talk Radio, folks, solely on Blog Talk Radio. And you can check me out here at Blog Talk Radio. You can always call in at 917-889-2836, 917-889-2836. Join the conversation. We're going to be talking about some things this evening that I think would be a big interest to you. And I titled this show here. I don't know why I keep getting this dang text message. I'm trying to do a show, and I'm not saying that to be rude. I'm just simply trying to get this show out. 917-889-2836. The call-in number is 917-889-2836. Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. This is the Parents Coach and Parents Network. Well, folks, I titled this show this evening, Parents Perspective. As always, I'm trying to give you this information from a parent's perspective. And from a parent's perspective, what am I doing for my high school athlete? What am I doing for my high school athlete? Just like I started out at the beginning of the show, where are you at? Where are you at as far as support is concerned? Where are you at as far as your child prepare for scholarship? Are you dotting the I's and crossing the T's? Well, folks, let's start out by talking about football. You know, as I think about the game of football, I'm not a big football fan. It's just that I'm not really savvy on the game of football. But I know enough about the requirements in order to help you move on and get to a successful point as far as the recruiting process is concerned. But the recruiting process, be it the recruiting process is the recruiting process, and at the end of the day, it's all the same. And as a result, just to prove to you that it's all the same, this past summer, I had the opportunity to attend the National Recruiting Conference, the National Recruiting Conference held by the recruiting guru himself, Mr. Dan Tudor. We were down on the University of Duke's campus, and it was a three-day event, three-day conference, and you had coaches from all sports attending this conference. Now, I'll probably attend again next year, and the number of coaches that was there, you know, you had a good, nice little handful of coaches. I say better part of somewhere between 75 to 100 coaches that was in the room. And again, I say from all sports. But they had all the same thing in common, and that was becoming better recruiters. So, when I'm talking about from a parent's perspective, I'm giving it to you from a very realistic and very informative parent's view, because I had, as a parent, had the opportunity to attend this National Recruiting Conference, College Recruiting Conference. And in doing so, I had a chance to hear what the coaches are learning and understand how to best serve you as a parent. And in doing that, able to help you navigate through the recruiting process. So that's a little value that I want to bring to the table. And as I'm sharing some things here this evening, keeping that in mind, that this is not just a bunch of stuff that I came off with the top of my head. This is just some, as I would call it, reverse retire. I learned at the National Recruiting Conference. Okay. As we talk about football, parents, right now, if your child is in middle school through high school playing the game of football and you anticipate your child going on to play at the next level, this is not the time for going out and attending different scouting events and evaluation camps and clinics and stuff like that. Time for your child to be engaged in their respective school sport, that football program for your child. Now, where is your piece? Where does your play come in? Well, parents, your play comes in as you're sitting there in the stands. That's why it's so vitally important that you attend these various games, contests. Because no one's going to sit and keep stats the way that you should be keeping the stats. you know, a coach is going to have to go back later on and probably review some tape or hope that the coach that's up in the booth that's watching the game is keeping stats, accurate stats, and not giving away various plays to other kids to help build their stats. You know, you're sitting down and you're watching the game and you're tracking the number of sacks that your child may get. How many tackles did he get by himself? Or how many aces did your child get while playing volleyball on a serve? You know, how many points did they help score? How many times did they set up an opponent? How many times did they set up another player on the team, a teammate, for an assist? We're talking volleyball. If we're talking football, how many sacks? How many interceptions? You know, how many fumble recoveries? You know, if they're on the offensive side, how many receptions? How many times did they carry the ball? How many yards did they gain during their carry? You know, you could jot down the numbers for all these various things. Folks, you got to know at least that much about the game in order to keep some accurate data on your child. So that way you're compiling this data for his or her athletic resume. Or, in some cases, they may want to call it their profile. Because once you start putting that information in there and you start to see those numbers grow, showing that your child's making progress, coaches want to see that. If at the beginning of the season your child was barely getting one sack, but at the end of the season your child is getting five sacks a game, that's huge. That's huge. If your child was a running back and carrying the ball and barely getting 4 or 5 yards a carry, now he's carrying the ball, he's getting 10 to 12 yards a carry or 10 to 15 yards a carry, big difference. Big difference. Huge difference. Coaches like to see those numbers. Coaches like to see those numbers. So, folks, while we're sitting there in the stands, other than sitting there laughing and joking with our friends balled up in our blanket, it's time for us to write down some stats. Time for us to sit down and take some stats. And, hey, you can write those stats down and then maybe share them with your son later on. So then when y'all sitting down putting together, and then they will appreciate that. They'll know that you're engaged in the game. They know that you are actively participating in helping them move forward. So imagine if you got home and you showed him those stats. We're not going to use those stats to beat him up. Well, you only got 2 sacks in this game. What, was you scared of them boys? You had a chance. You could have got 5 or 6 sacks. No, that's not what the sacks are for. That's not what the stats are for. Excuse me. The stats are to help him show how he's growing in the game. And to help him, let him know how he can be consistent by just maintaining those numbers. You know, maintaining numbers is awesome. And that's the same thing you could do if your child participates in basketball. Again, same thing you could do if your child participates in volleyball. And I will be more than happy to volunteer my time and my services as we sit down and put together a little short intro to the coach, making it short and sweet, real brief, and just showing this coach these stats. Again, if your child's into his volleyball, his or her volleyball season currently, and they're looking at going on to play at the next level, then by now, your college coach should have a copy of that schedule. Same thing goes for football. If your child is currently playing football and they're looking at playing at the college level, again, by now, the college coach should have a copy of their football schedule, especially prior to going into the playoffs. And everybody gets involved in playoffs because everybody works towards the end result for the, you know, the championship, so on and so forth. And every sport that's played under your high school league or high school association, depending on the state that you're living in, has a statewide championship. So you want to make sure that your coach has a copy of that schedule. Your prospective coaches have a copy of that schedule. And that's something that you can send via email. You don't have to start burning off 100 copies just to get that information out there. Scan it, send it in the email. Scan it, send it in the email. Now, again, I'll be willing to help you put together a little brief letter helping your child introduce him or herself and filling in some of their stats and some of their additional accolades. Like if they're the team captain, if they started on the varsity squad for all 3 years, if they're in the eighth grade but they're playing junior varsity in high school because their eighth grade team doesn't have enough players or they're just that talented. Folks, we have to start documenting all these things to help our children move on to bigger and better things in life. I know for a fact that if you had the opportunity for your child to go to school and receive a free education, then you will be more than willing to do what you have to do to help them to secure that scholarship. So this is what we're working on now, folks. This is what we're putting together. This is part of our game plan to make sure that the end, our child has all the data that he or she needs to get it out to the various coaches so that there isn't a question in that coach's mind whether or not your child will fit into his or her program. And that's what we're trying to do, trying to secure that scholarship. So we don't have to come out of our pocket with that additional tuition. Even if we get to the point where we may only receive a partial scholarship. And as I recall, once before, I shared this information with you, but I'll go over it again. You know, we're going to talk about partial scholarships. Everything may not be paid for. When you talk about a full scholarship, and a lot of folks like to refer to it as a full ride, because we got to remember, full ride is no longer all 4 years while you're in school. Full ride is just simply referring to that athlete receiving every bit of scholarship fund or financial aid to cover every aspect of him attending that school. We look at that as a full ride. If they're not receiving every bit of money, every bit of financial aid to cover everything, then that may be considered a partial scholarship, partial financial aid. They may have room, board, and books covered. Meal plan may not be covered. They may have meal plan, room, and board covered and books, but housing may not be covered. You know, it's a couple different ways how that can be juggled around. And some of your lower revenue sports, that's often how that's juggled around. So you want to be aware of that, advised of that, knowledgeable of that, so that you know how to help your child out. Now, what about basketball? What if your child is preparing to play basketball and they've been in the gym the last few weeks doing some conditioning? What about that aspect? Well, again, like I started out at the beginning of the broadcast, not only should they be preparing physically, but they also should be preparing academically. Now, what is your role? Again, basketball season hasn't started. You still have time to possibly attend maybe a few camps or clinics, because this is a time where there are some evaluation events going on. Now, they'll probably be going on for about the next week or so, and then right about November time frame, you may not hear anything else about anything until maybe after the season. But the ideal thing about having a camp or clinic going on now is so that the coaches can come out to one central location and see, prior to the season. That way, he can follow that kid during the season. And what really, really, really works out to your advantage and to your child's advantage, if that coach really takes an interest in your child and decides to reach out to the high school coach and says, "Hey, coach, I want to see this child handle the ball more." Or, "Hey, coach, I want to see how he or she handles the ball. I want to see how he or she plays out on the wing." Talking basketball now. "I want to see how he or she operates as a key component on the floor, as that team captain, as that point guard. If your child is normally playing the position of a shooting guard, but the coach wants to see him or her operate as a point guard, which is the extra coach that's on the floor, the eyes and ears of the team, then maybe that will work out to your child securing a scholarship." So this is the time to have the various camps and clinics so that the child has an opportunity to be seen. And at the same time, preparing for those academic rigors. They want to have everything, looking at all their core classes, coming out of that first semester, looking pretty good, going into the second semester. Because I've seen it too many times. Young athletes, I have their schedule set up where the first semester are all their hard classes. The second semester is normally a bunch of easy classes, as they like to look at it, or less core classes, which is not a good thing. You want to balance that schedule so that they have core classes in both semesters if they're on that semester schedule. In other words, if they go from August through January, that's considered the first semester, or if they're doing a regular
regular high school program schedule where I think they do the every 9 weeks thing. But either way, this is academic time, folks, and you want to make sure that your child's preparing him or herself for this opportunity or for every opportunity that's out there. You know, a few questions that I threw out during the in the description. You know, I asked a question, how's your athlete doing? Are they getting out there? Are they preparing? You know, I just brought to the attention of a few parents just the other night. And I noticed that their sons were in their early high school days, and then a couple of them, their children, were actually in middle school. Well, when I threw the question out there, have you registered your child with the eligibility center? The few that was in middle school looked at me as though, what are you talking about? Why? Why would I register my child with the eligibility center now? The ones that just started high school said, yeah, I'm probably going to do that next year, his sophomore year. Why? Why not do it now? The eligibility center has the process so that you can set up an initial profile page so that they can start tracking you as you prepare for, hopefully, securing a college scholarship. And during this time period, which is great, they'll be able to send you information about various schools that's in your area or that's in your region. So this profile page is ideal for young athletes that have yet to develop a sense of direction. And what I mean by that, what school you want to go to, what you're possibly considering majoring in, all those little things. So being able to set up a profile page will kind of like help you make some decisions or start steering you in a good, positive direction. So, how are your athlete doing? Are they getting out there? Are they conditioning? And in their conditioning, are they just getting out there and just physically, getting out there, going to the weight room all the time? Are they doing any cardio? That's part of the conditioning for just about every sport that your child plays. Got to get that cardio. If they ain't considering doing some cardio, then they're wasting everybody's time. You know, another question that I threw out there is, what are they doing to working towards playing at the next level? And I said that because I want to know, have they started that profile page? That profile page with the NCAA Eligibility Center, the profile page, can be completed as early as middle school. The latter years of middle school, folks. Let's not wait until their high school time. Now, once you actually start to become, you know, getting recruited by a college coach, then you go back and you fill out the rest of the information in there, and then that's when, oh, I didn't mention the most important part about filling out that profile page, did I? Filling out that profile page, folks, is free. F-R-E-E. Filling out that profile page is free. Middle schoolers, high schoolers in your early days. You know, when I say in your early days, that means ninth grade, more just starting your sophomore year. Seventh and eighth graders. Now, once you get to the point where you started being recruited by a prospective college coach, now you go back and you complete the information in the Eligibility Center site. And now there will be a cost associated with that. And I believe the cost is $65 or maybe up to $85 by now. And you know, that cost has a tendency to grow. Because I believe at one point in time, I think I can recall some 10 years, it may have been $35. But even still, for the benefits that it will provide you, I think the $65, $85 is worth it. All right. But that doesn't come until, man, I don't know why I'm yawning so bad. Excuse me, folks. But that doesn't come until your child starts being recruited by college coaches. So, again, if you're in the basketball stage, again, folks, when that time comes and the season starts, which in a lot of cases the season will start the beginning of December, you know, they'll start doing a lot of their conditioning and tryouts and stuff like that in November, and actually start playing their season for the most part in December. Again, you're in the stands. You're not just simply sitting in the stands fussing about your child got fouled or whatever. Please sit in the stands and keep some statistics. Keep some statistics. You know, there's actually apps that's out there, and I'm going to try to look up the website for a few apps that's out there that will help you keep stats. So they give you all the names. Only thing you have to do is be able to mark in the block whether or not your child just did that. If your child just scored a basket, if your child just got a steal, if your child just got a block, if your child just dished out an assist, if your child just got a rebound, all of these things are key statistics as we talk about the game of basketball. All of these things are key statistics as we talk about the game of basketball. Again, on top of basketball, we may have indoor track going on. Again, what events your child runs? Whether or not your child's involved in the relays. Which relay? Distance relay, middle distance relay, or sprinter's relay? What leg is your child best at? They run the relay. All these things, folks, are key in helping your child secure an athletic scholarship. I'm not just saying these just for the simple sake of saying it. I'm saying it for the benefit of your child as he or she pursues an athletic scholarship. You know, I think about the many times that athletes miss out on opportunities. Folks, in today's game, we can't afford to miss out on opportunities. In today's game, we have to start preparing our athletes early. And in preparing our athletes early, guess what? We must prepare ourselves early. We must prepare ourselves early. Now, how are we going to do that? Well, simply do that by getting them involved. Again, like I said, filling out that profile page. Filling out that profile page. If that profile page in the NCAA eligibility site helps them get focused or develop their sense of direction, then we need to go ahead and get that profile page started. What else? Preparing, getting those stats together, sitting out there fussing about what the coach is doing or what the coach is not doing. Putting those stats together, believe it or not, parents, I would like to empower each and every one of you that listen to this show with being an advocate for, while being an advocate for your child, to also empower other parents in your program. Encourage them to listen to the Parents Coaching Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Sunday night from 9:30 to 10:30. And if it's late, you can always listen to the archive copy. That ain't no problem. I leave them up there for the sole purpose of being able to go back and listen. Again, you can always chime in on the conversation at 917-889-2836. I'll say that number again, 917-889-2836. Well, folks, I've been on here for a nice little minute or two, and I've been chatting up some things, and hopefully I've said some things that have been helpful to you as you assist your child, guide your child, work with your child during the recruiting process. And as I warned you earlier, this recruiting process starts earlier and earlier as time goes on. You know, many of us that are of a older age, you know, we may look at the recruiting process junior, senior year in high school. At the start of the senior year, everything got hot and heavy and everything got bogged down. Folks, the game has changed. If we are not trying to prepare our children coming out of middle school and getting them focused, then we're setting them up to be behind the power curve. We don't want to put them behind the power curve. We want to put them in front of the power curve. How do we do that? We dot those I's, we cross those T's, we keep those stats, and we make sure they get a profile page and register. Again, parents, it's not an optional thing. It's a thing that we must do. We must do. I've been talking here for a nice few minutes or so, probably about 35, 40 minutes. Nah, I think I've been talking for a little bit longer than that. I think I've actually been on here for a better part of about 45 minutes. And hopefully I've covered some things that cause you to think a little bit. Think as a parent of an athlete. And if you get to the point where you have any questions, have any concerns, or running to an obstacle that you think may be difficult, we're always here for you. You can always find us on social media. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at PCP Network. Or you can find us on Facebook at Parents Coaching Parents Network. Or just plug it into Google, and at some point in time, it'll pop up for you. Reach out to us. Or you know that you can always join in on the conversation here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're here. We're here for you. Some years ago, I said that we were going to stick by the motto of help us help you. Help us help you. We have to. And what I mean by us parents, the Parents Culture Parents Network is a group of parents that understand the recruiting process, that have been through the recruiting process with their children, and understand the value of parents being involved in the recruiting process. So, help us help you. You know, I throw that out there from time to time. We understanding that we need to be able to work with and through each other. Again, a valuable resource of highly knowledgeable parents. And if they are not part of the Parents Culture Parents Network, I know several other organizations that are able and more than willing to assist. Out on Facebook at Parents Culture Parents Network, or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at PCP Network. Well, folks, on that note, I haven't had anybody call in this evening and want to chime in on our conversation. So, on that note, I'm prepared to shut down because I think the sleepy bug has jumped on me a little bit and I'm starting to do a little excessive yawning, and I truly apologize for that. But it's been fun. It's been real fun. So until we do this again next Sunday night, Eastern Standard Time, here on the Parents Culture Parents Network on Blog Talk Radio, you have a great week. And again, by any chance you come up with any questions or anything that we need to assist you with, we'll be more than happy to assist you. So on that note, we're going to end this show, and we will talk to you again next week. Have a great evening. This is M.H. Scott, host of the Parents Culture Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. We're out.